Hi, and welcome to the Help My Website Sucks podcast with me, your host, Amy Gumbrell. I'm a freelance web designer, and I get to help others learn more about websites day in, day out. So I'm delighted you're here. Hit that follow button now if you'd like to listen to future episodes. Please feel free to leave a review too, and come and say hello on social media. I'm at @2cowsweb. I'd like to share some of my own experiences as a web designer, and some of the common questions and issues that pop up again and again. This episode is all about how to set up an email address for your website domain and why it's a bit of a no-brainer for you and your business. If you're sitting comfortably, I think we better get on with it, don't you? Firstly, let's have a bit of a refresh about what we mean when we say domain name, as it is essential in helping to answer this episode's question. I talked about this in a lot more detail in episode 4, so if you missed it, I'd recommend going back and having a listen to it. For my business, I've set up a few email addresses for different purposes, and they all use my domain name, which is 2cowsweb.co.uk. So I've got podcast@2cowsweb.co.uk for any podcast emails, and for more general inquiries I use hello@2cowsweb.co.uk. You can choose whatever email you like. Some people like to use first name only, first name then last name, and some just keep it simple with job titles and roles. It is entirely up to you, but just like your domain name, keep it simple and easy to remember and spell. This will help when potential new customers get in touch with you. Less room for error there, Let's now tackle the reason why you should care about having the same domain name as your website. I have multiple email addresses for my business so that I can separate my emails. And even though it is only me that looks at each of the accounts, it helps me to prioritize each inbox differently as appropriate. The key reason for doing this is for professionalism. Have you ever been to a shiny, all singing, all dancing website only to get to that contact page and see amygumbrell@gmail.com? Although it is obviously not the main measure of business acumen, something just doesn't feel right about it, and you question if it's perhaps a personal email address and whether you'll actually be hearing from the business itself. Emails that come from the same domain as your website are far more professional, in my opinion, than those that you send from a free platform such as Gmail or even Yahoo and Hotmail. A final reason is that if you have a team who regularly send and receive emails on behalf of your business, it's great if everyone communicates using an official email account. If there were ever any issues, technical support could easily access the mailboxes, whereas if it were a personal email account, it simply wouldn't be as easy or possible even. So we've talked about why you should link your emails to your website, and I'm pretty sure I've been very convincing on this topic. The tricky part, though, is going to be helping you actually link them. Thankfully, we have managed email hosting providers. Woo! So the most popular one, or at least the one I come across most often, is Google Workspace. This is the old G Suite, but with a fancy new rebrand. A quick little Google should help clear up what's changed and why. For a fee, they provide custom domain email addresses and various levels of storage from a little to a lot. Now, by storage, I'm referring to all those emails that you keep in your inbox or squirrel away into different folders. They all need to sit somewhere, so of course, the more emails you keep, the more space it takes up. One option might be something called Zoho. They offer a free basic package to get you up and running, but of course, you don't get the same access to Google products as you do with Google Workspace. To be honest, there are quite a few choices out there for you to have a look at. So here's a few more to get started. You could try Rackspace if you just want email hosting, or if you use lots of different Microsoft apps, Microsoft 365 would be perfect for you. Or if you are on a teeny weeny little budget, try Hostinger. You can find all the links to this in the transcript or pop their name into your favorite search engine. You may have noticed that your website hosting provider also offers emails. This is fine whilst you get yourself set up and established, but I wouldn't recommend it as a long-term solution. If you are just starting out, you've probably purchased shared hosting, and this makes sense. It's usually the cheapest. But shared hosts rarely offer the same reliability and security for your emails as offered by email hosting services. Have a little listen to episode 3 for a recap on website hosting. So I've got to be honest, the technical part of linking your website to your email is a bit of a faff. And there are a fair few steps before it's all set up and working. It will involve things such as DNS settings, advanced zone settings, MX records, and more. So my advice is take your time. There are lots of tutorials and videos that you can follow, and email hosts are there to help you. Do reach out and get in touch with their support team. Of course, you could get another expert involved, and such as your web designer, if you've been working with one to build your new website, just ask them about it. You never know. You may have even signed up to this as part of your web design package, or your web designer might just be able to add it on as a little bit of an extra. So just have a chat with them and get it sorted. Now, finally, if you've ever gone on to managed email hosting or even your own website hosting, when you go to their emails and you're not so crazy about the interface or the way it looks, you can actually get that sorted out, no problem. You can add your new email accounts into third-party email tools pretty easily. So you might want to set your email on your smartphone or set it up on your laptop. And this is done using POP3 or IMAP protocols. Now, there are many tutorials out there on how to do this, and some of them are actually really quite helpful. But if you're unsure, have a chat to that web designer of yours, and they hopefully should help you. Ding, ding! Email sorted and can now be ticked off your website to-do list. Now, was this episode helpful? What do you currently do for your business emails? As ever, I would love to continue the chat over on social media. So search for @2CalsWeb and let's have a chinwag about all things web design. Cheers for listening, and make sure you remember to hit follow to never miss a future episode of Help My Website Sucks. Ta-ra for now. For more information, visit 2calsweb.co.uk/podcast. Help My Website Sucks is a vibrant sound media production.